With unemployment skyrocketing in recent weeks due to the coronavirus pandemic, millions are looking for any work they can find. And as WXXI's James Brown reports, the way to get in the door has changed for many people.
Jared Valentine used to own a restaurant, and he has marketing experience. But in recent years, he's been working gigs whenever he can get them. He recently answered an ad for a per diem position called COVID Relief with Rochester Regional Health. He says he wanted to pitch in on the front lines of the pandemic. His interview started with a phone call.
That phone interview went really well, I thought, and I had a great conversation with the gentleman. So I must have hit some of the key points.
It went so well that Valentine says the interviewer turned the phone interview into a video interview on the spot. Many job seekers are finding that face-to-face interviews are the exception these days, and video interviews are becoming the new normal. But even if the format has changed, career coach Annie Walker says the fundamentals of job searching have not.
You look at your skill set and you see where they can best fit in the world the way it is at this point in time. And you find out how you can fit into that particular entity.
Walker says video interviews were becoming more common before the era of social distancing, and she expects that trend to continue. Her advice to job seekers, be aware that employers notice everything, especially on video.
You want to make sure that both where you are and what you look like is appropriate.
Walker also advises doing a dry run to make sure the camera or the program used for the interview works. That test will also help job seekers see what's visible to employers and how noisy the room is during the interview. Walker says all the pieces matter. Clearly, Jared Valentine's video interview with Rochester Regional Health went well. Shortly afterward, he was invited to a hospital to make sure he was healthy and that his shots were up to date. They checked his temperature and gave him a mask on the way in. They also fit him for a face shield.
It was a big, clear plastic bag that had like a hole in the front of it that she could insert this tube and then squeeze this paper into it.
So they put a bag on your head?
Yes, yeah. You know, it's funny because you're walking in there, and like I said, there wasn't a lot of like what to expect. I just didn't know. So you're kind of like, okay, this is what we do now? Sure.
He says that bag helped the technician know if the shield fit him. Before the pandemic, Valentine says he never thought he'd consider a healthcare position, but Anna Liss says more people like him should. Liss is acting director of the Monroe County Department of Planning and Development. Her department runs job fairs for the county.
Hopefully when we get on the other side of this, we can have a community discussion about upskilling members of the workforce who are interested in entering careers in manufacturing and nursing and, you know, the medical profession.
And she thinks situations like Valentine's will become more common.
I think in the aftermath of COVID-19, and hopefully that happens sooner than we think, virtual job fairs are going to become more of the rule than the exception.
Liss says the county is considering a high-tech system for virtual job fairs. But for now, they're using Eventbrite to collect resumes for employers. As for Jared Valentine, after going through a phone interview and a video interview and having a bag put on his head, he got some good news. He was hired. The job is full-time, and it varies day-to-day, depending on what's needed, but it often involves cleaning. That's something more important than ever in a pandemic.
Obviously, all those cases aren't COVID cases, but every one of them has to be treated like they were. I mean, you have to make sure that, you know, that room is still safe for the next person, you know, because they might not have it, could get it that way.
And though the job is temporary, Valentine is happy to be working, as he decides which direction to take his career in next. James Brown, WXXI News.